Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Last week, we finished up our long session in the Beatitudes. I hope you better understand what Jesus expected of his disciples then, as he does us now. The Beatitudes were just the beginning of this amazing Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus went on to teach this. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Salt had two primary purposes, and really one for our lesson today. We know it more for its taste, but in Jesus' day, and in times until refrigeration became so abundant, salt was primarily used as a preservative. It was to keep foods from decaying and rotting. That's the primary thing that Jesus had in mind, although he does refer to becoming tasteless. That reference is simply that if it becomes tasteless, it has lost its preserving qualities as well, so you throw it out. Keep in mind, this verse follows the Beatitudes. When he says we are the salt of the earth, what does he mean? In understanding the Beatitudes he just taught, poor in spirit or humble, mourning for our sin, gentle and meek, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, dealing with the persecution that's dealt to us. All these things, and now living them, make us the salt of the earth, the preservatives. We are to keep the word of God from rotting, from decaying, as the world has. Some churches are not teaching the word of God. And even in Jesus' day, the laws had been stripped. In some cases, they had become overburdensome by the Pharisees. And in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is going to begin to explain the law in the way that God intended. And he begins here by instructing his disciples how they were to live and function in the world. You are the salt of the world, the preservative, the one who keeps his truths from decaying and rotting. Hanging on his every word, for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.